So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Yesterday, I became a little emotional, and I want to apologize, sort of. I got a little angry. This thought, and Gentleman Jim brought it up to me just now again, this whole notion that we are taking assets, American assets, from the Strategic Oil Reserve, and they are winding their way to China. Our assets, our oil, goes to China. And Jim, this is unbelievable. And I'm not even sure that the president has acknowledged it yet.
That's I haven't heard him react to it or say anything or say, whoops, I'm sorry it happened. But apparently Biden's administration sold about 950,000 barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to a Chinese state-owned gas company, which, believe it or not, Kevin, has financial ties to a private equity firm, which is co-founded by the president's son, Hunter Biden.
Oh, my God.
This is according to the Washington Free Beacon. Now, in April, that's when the Biden Department of Energy announced that nearly a million barrels would be sold to UNIPEC. Now, that's the trading arm of Sinopec. Now, Sinopec is a wholly owned and operated owned and operated by the Communist Chinese Party. And what UNIPEC did is they purchased oil from across the globe and then sold it through their Sinopec marketing subsidiary. Now, UNIPEC America is, follow the dots here, is wholly owned subsidiary of the China United Petroleum and Chemical Company, which is the trading arm and the second largest oil company in the Global 500 list in 2019. And Biden's son, Hunter Biden, reportedly has financial ties to the Communist Chinese Party-owned Sinopec. And a private equity firm, Hunter Biden, his co-founder, reportedly purchased nearly $2 billion stake in Sinopec in 2015.
Wow. Now, if this were a Republican administration, or if this were Trump, the Dems would be all over this thing. I mean, they'd be demanding Hunter Biden's tax return. Let's take a look at it.
Well, they would be crafting impeachment papers already for something like this.
They impeached on a phone call.
How can they say that the president of the United States is not compromised because of his son's ties with the Communist Chinese Party? And you're right to be angry, I think, about this, because for 4 years, President Trump, he stocked up the Strategic Reserve. And it's supposed to be used for war or for emergencies. This is, this is like a savings account. You know, you don't want to take money out of your savings account unless you have to. And then you end up selling it to an enemy, basically, on the world scale. It blows your mind. And you're right. The media is going to ignore this, too.
Yeah, and that's what's so sad about it, that the media needs to be jumping all over this with both feet. And they're not. Fox News, Newsmax, they're doing a nice job, but there are only two networks out of how many?
Yeah.
It just makes no sense at all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to get to your phone calls at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. It is Friday. A lot going on. The former president's coming to town, and that is so exciting. Everybody gets a little geeky when you find out that former President Trump is going to be on his way to our town. We'll talk about what's going to be happening tonight at Treasure Island. It's going to be exciting. And believe it or not, I got an invitation. Pretty cool. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:30, as we check out our conditions right now on area freeways, there is a crash to look out for in Henderson. That's on Interstate 11 northbound. The left lanes are compromised in that event. Also, there's lane restrictions on Interstate 515 westbound. They begin around Eastern. That's where you go from three lanes down to two, and you're pretty much bumper to bumper all the way into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl up to Las Vegas Boulevard on 515 westbound. And we're also seeing some Friday afternoon heavy volumes on Interstate 15 in the Resort Corridor, southbound at Oakey and northbound at Hacienda.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Tony Gonsolin earned his 11th win of the season, leading the Dodgers past the Cubs 5-3 on Thursday. Gonsolin went 7 innings. Mookie Betts hit a pair of leadoff homers. Justin Turner also went deep. Gonsolin gave up 2 runs and 4 hits with 3 strikeouts and no walks. His 1.62 ERA is the best in baseball. The Padres beat the Giants 2-1. 6 strikeouts, 1 hit allowed for Joe Musgrove over 7 innings. Scary moment in the 5th. Left fielder Jurickson Profar collided with shortstop C.J. Abrams. Profar had to be stretchered off. Abrams stayed in the game. The Orioles beat the Angels 4-1. L.A. starter Chase Silseth tagged for 4 runs on 6 hits over 4 innings. The Oakland A's had Thursday off. They're back home tonight against the Astros. Oakland has an announced starter. Houston goes with righty Jose Urquidy. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Hey, Chuck, can you explain the difference between Dollar Loan Center's locations and the typical check cashing and payday places?
Well, we don't have bulletproof glass, we don't have bars on the windows, we don't have plastic furniture. Look, our locations are more upscale, clean and safe, like banks used to be. You walk in, it's a beautiful atmosphere, DLC radio's cranked up, and immediately, you feel comfortable and welcome.
And your locations have even won awards for how nice they are?
For several years in a row, the Financial Service Centers of America have awarded us with the Activia Award for Outstanding Community Service and the Star Award for Best Store Appearance. Both are national recognitions.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you remember back in the campaign of 2020, how Joe Biden promised that he would bring the cost down for everyday stuff while raising the wages? Today's job report shows that he's doing just the opposite. Just the opposite. That's what's so incredible. We get what is supposedly a good jobs report, but I'm going to tell you, I'm talking to people left and right. I've got a friend that runs a bar over on the southwest side of town, and they can't get draft beer because they can't get parts. We've got a parts shortage. You talk about people that do body work. They can't get parts. It took me 4 weeks to get something done at one of the area body shops because they didn't have the parts. The president, as a candidate, lied to us. He just flat out lied to us. Laura Ingraham, by the way, I don't know if you caught this last night. And it's something that I don't think about a lot because I'm not one of these big thinkers, you know. But Boris Johnson, for those of you that don't know, has resigned as prime minister. And Laura Ingraham said Boris Johnson's really, he essentially fell victim to globalists. You know what globalists are? Listen to Laura Ingraham. This is cut two, talking about Boris Johnson and the globalists.
He ended up getting distracted by globalist concerns as well. And he presented himself as someone who was going to focus on the working class people, but then he became enamored by China and the war in Ukraine.
Very, very important that we understand that China is a great country. It's going to be a gigantic fact of the world's economy for a long time to come.
And let me say now to the people of Ukraine that I know that we in the UK will continue to back your fight for freedom for as long as it takes.
The globalists routinely argue that anyone who questions the idea of open markets and open borders, that they're destabilizing the global system. But the truth is, it's globalization itself that is destabilizing and weakening great Western nations that have existed for centuries. And let's be real. Almost all of us at this point know who the real winner in the globalization game is. Of course, he aggressively defends the system against any and all critics.
It is true that economic globalization has created new problems. But this is no justification to write off economic globalization altogether. Rather, we should adapt to and guide economic globalization.
Now, ironically, of course, Xi, he's the best, you know, biggest nationalist of all, threatening anyone or any country that gets in his way. As China did recently with Australia when its Air Force was merely conducting routine missions over international waters. And of course, when push comes to shove on almost every issue, the political, business and media establishment here, they agree with the CCP, I think, pretty much every step of the way. Actually, they don't just agree with them. They end up rewarding China. We have a shocking development on that front involving Hunter Biden. We're going to bring you in just a few moments. Now, in the globalist worldview, it's totally logical for them to criticize and punish states here, like Florida and Mississippi, when, according to the elites, they're not living up to the modern norms, you know, abortion, trans rights, etc. But nothing that happens inside China matters to the globalists. Not the Uyghurs being tortured, not dissidents imprisoned, not child labor abuses, not Hong Kong and their freedom being smashed, certainly not the COVID lockdowns, welding people into their apartments. They don't care about any of that. High flyers in business and politics just signed a letter urging President Biden to seek more cooperation and accommodation with China. Well, of course, none of them have to worry about getting their jobs offshore to China or having their neighborhoods flooded with fentanyl. No, they don't have to worry about that.
No. Of course not. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, reaction to what has been termed a strong jobs report. But there are a lot of asterisks that have to be added to that statement because there's a lot of stuff in this jobs report that is scary as hell. It really honestly is. You want to join in, you want to be a part of the show, you're always welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wayne Allen Root here from Mastroianni's, the best Italian restaurant in Vegas. Mastroianni's been family-owned and operated by my buddy, Pete Mastroianni, and his sons for over 25 years. Mastroianni's features live action cooking, the freshest, finest quality seafood selections, salmon, sea bass, halibut, scallops, clams, steaks to die for, and homemade desserts. They feed the who's who of Las Vegas. Mastroianni's is at South Hualapai Way, near DI. Call for reservations, 702-367-7511. Mastroianni's is bellissimo!
Meineke is a proud partner of Operation Homefront's Back to School Brigade, which provides backpacks filled with school supplies to military children in our community. From June 10th through July 25th, visit your local Meineke Car Care Center to donate a new backpack that can be used to help ensure military kids from our community are prepared for the new school year. Operation Homefront thanks Bert Figuero, owner of 22 local Meineke Car Care Centers, and his local Meineke partners for their support. Donate a brand new backpack to any Meineke Car Care Center nearest you from June 10th to July 25th.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $4.99 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space.
Let's get some contact with a test one.
As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am. absolutely love Fridays because Fridays we get to have some fun. Ron Futrell will join us, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. We got all kinds of stuff going on around town. We got the NBA Summer League set to go. We got all kinds of stuff that's going on. And it's only going to get better. We have a new president for the Raiders. And we got tons of stuff to talk about. So Ron Futrell will join us at the top of the hour. Gentlemen, Jim, you've got a story that is something that I did not know that somehow, some way, the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, gets a couple of picks for the All-Star game. I didn't know he did that. I didn't know that he had that power.
Yeah, this is brand new. It was a part of the new collective bargaining agreement with the Major League Baseball players where the commissioner has the ability to add one player to each of the rosters, one to the American League, one to the National League. And they can basically award these people a spot on those rosters in recognition of their career achievements. So this year's honorees, Kevin, they certainly deserve it. They're both, I think, on the way to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Albert Pujols of your beloved St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
And he is going to be on the team, as well as Miguel Cabrera. And, of course, both have... they're two of only three. Let me throw some trivia at you here, Kevin. See if you can catch up. In Major League Baseball, there's only three players that have 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, and 600 doubles in their career. And Pujols and Cabrera are two of them. Do you have a guess on who?
I could not even guess.
I mean, there's so many, great players like, Barry Bonds and that type. But Hank Aaron, Hammer and Hank, is the other guy with.
Is that right?
With 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, and 600 doubles, and so Pujols and Cabrera both are certainly deserving, based on their career resumes, and thanks to this new rule, Rob Manfred is going to reward them. So good for them.
I just want to know if they'll play. I mean, the rosters are going to get so big that you're going to have a lot of guys sitting on the bench that never make it into the game.
And that's frustrating, too, where a guy that, let's say, maybe he only makes one All-Star game in his entire career. He has a career year, and he's rewarded for that, and he's on the bench the whole time, and maybe he'll get to pinch hit or something like that. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the managers use the stars, which are in the primes of their career, and some guys that maybe this will be their only All-Star appearance ever.
And by the way, Albert, I think he had a couple of hits last night. So he is Albert Pujols is a guy, and he comes from my part of the world. He cut his teeth in baseball in suburban Kansas City, and he was the one player, and I've told this story I think a couple of times on the show, that and when he's in a hotel in a visiting city and he's getting ready to jump on an elevator, if there's a single woman in that elevator, he'll say, "No, that's all right, you take this elevator, I'll take the next one." And it's nothing personal. He just doesn't want to leave himself open for any kind of legal shenanigans. And he's the one guy that I know does that. I don't know if he still does that. That story is about 15 years old. But
right. Mike Pence does that. The former vice president of the United States. He's about the only other guy that I can think of that does that. But out of respect and. Like you say, you don't want to be accused of anything in this Me Too movement.
Oh, yeah. More from Gentleman Jim Dallas coming up a little bit later on. Also, Ron Futrell will join us at the top of the hour. Adam Laxalt at 2:05. Make sure you are here. Make it appointment listening. Or one thing you can do, in fact, one thing you can do is... you can listen to it on our podcast. Just go to kevinwallradio.com and you'll find our podcast. And probably by about noon tomorrow, Today's show will be on our podcast, and you can listen to what you missed. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in because Tommy White joining us, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. He joins us. Tommy, how you been? How was your fourth?
My fourth was great, Kevin. It was great to see all the fireworks go off in Las Vegas again.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the fireworks from a place that was up above Las Vegas. So to see not only the Strip, but to see all the fireworks that go off throughout Las Vegas is something else.
I want to ask you, one of the things that I think is really special about living in Las Vegas right now today is the way sports and sports teams and sports leagues are viewing this community, which at one time was almost toxic. I mean, the leagues didn't want to talk about it. They didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. But now they're embracing Las Vegas as a viable sports market.
Well, you know, I think a lot has to do with it, with the Golden Knights, right? And I always wanted to, prior to us having a professional hockey team, I always wondered why Las Vegas took so long and, you know, it was always, well, the casinos don't want it and this group don't want it. And so, you know, thanks to the Golden Knights and, you know, I mean, Raiders is a perfect example. They came from the bottom of the NFL to number three in the league now in franchise and making money. So I think everybody kind of just is jumping on board on that. You know, Las Vegas has still a lot to grow. You know, if some of the liberals would just stay out of our way, we might be able to build Las Vegas into a mega resort sports entertainment city. But, I mean, you know me, Kevin, I don't believe in giving anything away for free.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Hey, Tommy, we're running a little short on time today. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You have yourself a wonderful... By the way, you're going to see the president, the former president, tonight?
I actually was invited by my good friend, Adam Laxalt, and I do not know if I'm going to be able to make it over there because it's Friday and people need to get paid and I need to sign checks. So
there you go.
We'll see what happens.
Hey, hopefully I'll see you there, and if not, we'll see you down the road.
I will see you at the Aviators game, buddy.
Hey, I love that. I love that idea. We'll talk about that next week, okay?
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Man, I love that guy, Tommy White, and he's got tickets to the Aviators. Oh, I just love that guy. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ. Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends.